Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Graphene Manufacturing Group, also known as GMG on our site, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GMG. I am chatting with the founder and CEO, Craig Nickel. Now, Craig, a couple notes before we get into this interview. Focused on the webinar that is upcoming this Thursday, September 2nd. I am hosting it. It's starting at 2 p.m. Pacific time. That's 5 p.m. Eastern time, 7 a.m. Brisbane time for all of our Australian audience. During this webinar, everyone will have a chance to ask questions. We will get to as many questions as we can. And if any of you have questions prior to the webinar, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Craig, give us a little insight, please, in terms of what you're going to be presenting during this webinar coming up on Thursday.
Hi, Corey. Good to be back on. Yeah, I think it's time to give an overview of the company. So I'll be really looking forward to doing that and just making sure everyone's understanding what Graphene Manufacturing Group, GMG, is about. And then going into each of our different product lines. And we'll go into those and just give an update on the progress of each of those as well.
Okay. And again, send in your questions. I will also post a link below this interview where you can register for that webinar, and registration is free. Also, if you register, you will have first access to the recording, which will be available shortly after that event. Craig, let's get a quick update here on some of the news that has come out of the company over approximately the last month. That's about how long it's been since we last chatted. Let's start off with the financing, announced to right around $11 million. Give us an update on how that finance is going and what those proceeds are going to be used for when it is closed.
So it looks like we'll be closing likely tomorrow of around $11 million. Including a private placement that we did at the same time on top of the syndicated overnight marketed deal. There's likely an opportunity to increase that to a bit over $12 million in the end when it finally completes. So it's a large amount of funds. It's a massive step for the company to be funded so well, with already another $2 million or so dollars in the account, plus some likely R&D funding coming back through the Australian Tax Office. So with all of that coming together, we will have a large amount of money that we'll be able to commit to deliver our plan. And that involves the three different products that we're pushing out to market. So first of all, we'll be aiming to complete all of the work we will be doing with our battery, with the aluminium ion battery with UQ. That has already gone into doing a pilot plant, so we'll continue to set that up and start operating that pilot plant well before the end of the year, and finish our commercial prototype for the coin cell for our graphene aluminium ion battery. Now, that we hope, once we've issued that and got customer feedback, we'd then like to go into a production plant. And we believe the money we have now will enable us to build that first production plant, which will provide substantial revenue, likely at least 1 million coin cells a year and more if required. And then at the same time, we'll continue to commercialize and progress into the market our other two products, which is our air conditioning coating system, Thermal XR, and our graphene lubricants. So that's fundamentally what the funds will be used for, but it also gives us a substantial runway. And I think with our cash burn a bit less than $4 million a year, I think people can do the math and realize that we are very, very well funded now. And we've got a great team, got fantastic world-leading IP, massive markets, and a great supply source of our graphene, which we make ourselves. So we've really got everything set up, and now it's just us just pushing through and delivering, which is what I love to do.
What about the recent news that came out just yesterday too, August 30th, that talks about an update from the Thermal XR division? It's a third-party verification of energy savings on a public library air conditioning unit, 52% energy savings. How is this progressing in terms of Thermal XR and the third-party verifications?
Yeah, so this is a big step for proof of concept for a very large government organization. And it shows that with a very simple application of our graphene coating system, that we make with our partner. We make our own graphene and then sell it globally. We can save a massive amount, a significant amount of energy, and thereby reducing the emissions that come from the power that's used to generate that power that would have been consumed. So it's a reduction of this organization's footprint for emissions, and then also saving of the energy. Now, that was a proof of concept trial, and it's quite exciting because it's all third party verified, which was by what's these called CVMPs, which are certified value measuring professionals, and they've gone through all the data and said, yes, this is the saving that that they can see. Now, 52% is a significant amount. We don't have that on every one of our projects, but it just shows you the potential for this to save an enormous amount of money on an existing air conditioning system and an enormous amount of emissions, and whilst also improving the performance of the product, of the air conditioning system that they're using. So great validation, externally verified by world-leading professionals in this space. And it really shows to all the companies that we're working with around the world with our TXR that there is a massive opportunity. And we have a lot of big companies in different parts of the world that we're progressing through. And we're just working through them to get to a large-scale material contract so that we can get significant revenue from the business in this division. So very, very big step forward, very exciting results. We aim to, you know, show in the coming weeks also other sectors that we're working that in as well.
Now, Craig, what other testing is coming? Can you give us some insights on there? And then what is the balance here between continuing to test, but then actually getting this into commercial use, generating some revenue from it?
Yeah, and it's basically we're not waiting necessarily for the tests, but we're doing the tests at the same time as progressing it into different companies to be able to show on the sideline what they can, you know, look to see. We're also got some great results in a bus trial showing a reduction in fuel use with our TXR as well. So that is something that we're very keen to kind of push out into different parts of the world. The application of TXR is now fully licensed under an approval that we also got. GMG was progressing through this approval with the Australian government, and we also received that now. So since early July, so those two things, just showing that we've got the approval to produce and supply this to the Australian market and global from the Australian government, and also having the ability to show that we have this 52% energy saving from an external third party, show that now we've kind of got the, if you like, the restraints have come off, and we can now really push home into some pretty big markets. So we hope to bring to you some news around that in the near term. And that's obviously what we're very, very much focused on.
All right, Craig, we're going to save the rest of the updates, especially from the battery division, for the webinar. So again, click that link below. Send me any questions that you have for any of the three divisions of the company, and we will do our best to get to those. That webinar, again, is happening on Thursday, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GMG. We're going to keep following along. And again, we have that webinar on Thursday, so I hope you all tune in.